You're listening to Cannabis Health Radio. Here are your hosts, Ian Jessup and Corey Yelland.
Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Health Radio. I'm Ian Jessup.
And I'm Corey Yelland.
Corey Yelland, who is that?
That would be this jet-lagged individual sitting across from you.
Yes, today we're going to talk to Corey about her trip to Prague, where she was invited to speak at Cannafest Prague 2016.
That's correct.
Get the name right?
You got it right, yeah.
And then we're going to chat about some of the emails that Corey gets and we get here at Cannabis Health Radio. Tell me about Prague. What was the conference like? Many people?
Thousands and thousands. I think they estimated over 25,000 people. The area that it was being held in was 13,000 square meters big.
Mm.
It was like huge.
Big.
Huge. Big.
Yeah.
Really big. Yes.
Yeah, I heard it is one of the largest cannabis conferences in the world.
That's my understanding. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So you went there for the purpose of telling your story?
That's correct, yeah. I sat on a panel with Dr. Malamede and JB and Lunar, a couple other people whose names I can't pronounce.
Who's JB?
JB, Jindrik Beyer, but that's how you pronounce his name, and I will never come close to being able to pronounce his name. It's
So we'll call him Jindrik?
We'll call him Jindrik, or we'll call him JB.
Yeah. So you sent me an email when you were away saying that they are way ahead of us. What did you mean by that?
Cannabis is just so much more accepted over there. They have, you can go into a drugstore and you can buy products, lotions, etc. with cannabis in them. You have people smoking cannabis openly, sometimes even in bars.
And at the Cannafest, there was an area there, I believe, where people could just toke up if they wanted.
Yeah, it was called Vape Lounge.
Vape Lounge.
Yeah.
So did you learn anything there?
I learned that there are a lot of people into cannabis on virtually every level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Tons of seed companies, irrigation companies, fertilizers, hemp clothing.
In the Czech Republic, do they have a system whereby anyone who wants to have cannabis seeds, marijuana seeds, can get them free?
I think there was something about the government handing out seeds to everybody, five seeds or something.
That's right.
That was my understanding.
Yeah, and if they wanted more, they could simply apply and get more.
I don't know if they could get more. I don't know about that part, but
yeah.
Yeah, I spoke to a number of individuals who are growing cannabis.
Tell me about the documentary they were making about you or the interview they did with you.
I did an interview with a gentleman who I believe used to do animation or something for Disney. The interview was actually an hour and a half by the time we finished. And so they've got a bit of a clip of part of that interview out now, and it's had over 17,000 hits already.
We posted it on our website as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to see it, it's just a two-minute clip of Corey briefly telling her story, also giving a plug to Cannabis Health Radio, which was very nice of them.
Yeah, I thought that was nice too. But, you know, I think they want to get the word out as well.
Were there many people from outside the Czech Republic in attendance, as far as you could tell?
Yes. Yeah. There was an individual from Vietnam. There were people from Germany, Holland, all of the Balkans, Spain. Quite a few people from Spain that I met as well. And, of course, Dr. Malamede from the States.
So is it safe to say, Corey, that they have a different attitude towards cannabis in Europe than they do in North America? Although North America is starting to
it's coming.
Come alive.
I think it's definitely widely more widely accepted over there. Just from, you know, from what I got from my visit there.
Did you walk through the vape lounge?
No, you didn't have to walk through it. It was right, you know, it was right there kind of in the center, but I walked by it.
Okay, you came back from Prague and you brought me a gift.
I did.
And I've never had a gift like this in many, many, many years. It's a lollipop. Tell me about it.
Well, that just isn't any lollipop. That is a lollipop from Prague Cannafest. And it's a cannabis lollipop.
So would this actually get me high?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that it's probably CBD, but I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
No.
So I'm your experiment.
That's right.
I'm your experiment. You haven't tried it? You
didn't, I have not,
you,
no.
Even on the airplane coming back, you didn't?
No, I did not.
Tell me about what happened at the Canna Fest in terms of dinners, speakers, and things like that.
Oh, they had, it was amazing. So they had an area that was movies, showing, you know, different movies on cannabis, you know, the business of getting high, that sort of thing. Then they had a conference area, which was all on medical cannabis, had speakers all day long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then, of course, all your exhibitors, thousands of exhibitors. And you literally couldn't move on Saturday in there. You literally could not move. It was just so jammed.
Are they more interested in recreational cannabis or medical cannabis?
I don't know. I think, you know, this was a trade show, definitely. But I think the feeling that I walked away with from it was, certainly it was a trade show promoting cannabis, but I think it was more in the medical aspect of it. Certainly they had, you know, a couple of booths that were representing labs that do testing, et cetera, and all about growing and, you know, growing proper strains and what strains they carry and what these strains do, you know, that sort of thing. So on that level, yes, it was geared to medical.
One thing that I've learned since you and I first got together to do this is that a number of products are starting to come out which contain cannabis, and you have gifted me this lollipop. Thank you very much. But there are salves, ointments, things like that. And I was reading that there's a company, I believe in the United States, which is going to produce a milk that has high CBD in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was very fascinating. Were a lot of these companies exhibitors at Canna Fest?
Yes.
Is that something that you've noticed as well in the 5 years that you've been almost at the forefront of this? I would say at the forefront of the medical side of it, that there are more and more products coming out that contain cannabis.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. 5 years ago.
Yeah. Absolutely, even just in the what they carry at the local cannabis place that I use here, Victoria Cannabis Buyers Club, the lists of products. You know, when I went there 5 years ago, they didn't have cannabis oil. You know, now they've got their line of edibles is totally expanded. They carry cannabis oil. There's now cannabis patches.
And when you were first diagnosed with cancer, you had a skin cancer that you did. You apply cannabis oil to it?
Yes.
And how did that work?
Took it away in a couple of weeks.
Just a couple of weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've read a lot of information about people who have skin cancer or who have cancers and breast cancers. And you've told me the story about the woman who had breast cancer and it was starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The cancer was starting to come out of her breast?
Yeah. Cancer was starting to expel through her nipple. Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, I have to ask you the story about the hotel and the photographer, because I think people may be interested in this.
Well,
don't hold back. Tell us everything.
Okay. So some people might not know. This is sort of first trade showy type thing I've ever gone to, cannabis or otherwise. The first day that I was there, I found a card under my door, a business card. And I didn't have my glasses on, but it looked like it was a seed company or something, and I just put it on the dresser. Didn't think anything of it, just thought that, you know, somebody was advertising their product for, you know, from Canna Fest. And the next day, there was another card, the same one, and I just put it on my dresser. Didn't think anything of it. Third day, same thing. Just put it on the dresser. And I was getting ready to go out. And closing my hotel room door, and the door kitty corner opened, and the individual said, excuse me, could I talk with you for a moment? And it was a man about, oh, I don't know, 20 years younger than me, to quote one of my friends, quite ripped. Anyway.
English speaking?
English speaking, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I went over, and he said, oh, I'm the one that's been putting the cards under your door. And I said, oh, so you're from Canna Fest. And he said yes. And it turned out that he was here to do photography. And that was fine. And then, keeping in mind, this is the first time I've set eyes on this guy, he says, "I just want you to know that I find you very sexy." And I said, "Thank you." And I was a little taken back. And then he said, "Ever since I've set eyes on you, I've been having fantasies about you." And I went, "Oh, well, I hope they're good." And then I said, "Well, I got to go." And off I went to Canifest, and I came back. And there was a card under my door again that said, "Entertain a fantasy with me." So I just put that on the desk and thought, "Oh, yeah, okay." And then I went out and came back, and there was another card, this time in the lock, saying, "Please, P-L-E-A-S, entertain a fantasy with me." And so now I'm feeling a little uncomfy. And so I go downstairs and got a coffee or something. I can't remember what it was I did. And then all of a sudden I see him coming towards me, and I can tell it's him because he has tattoos on his neck. So every man I see now, I'm looking at their neck. That's the first thing I'm looking at to see if it's him. So when I see it's him and Buddy walking towards the elevator, I deke out the other way because I don't want any interaction at this point. And waited for him to go up. And when I figured the coast was clear, I got in the elevator to go up too. And my room was just basically right off around the corner from the elevator. So I thought to myself, you know, I'm going to get my itinerary out and check it and be deep in reading while I walk to my room, because, just in case he's there. And when I got up to the floor, sure enough, he had his door perched open so that he could hear every time somebody came up in the elevator. And yeah, there he was in my face again. "Hello, sexy pretty lady." And I'm like, "Oh, hi." And went into my room. So that's the story of photographers. And I was a little late meeting up with JB and Janito, and said, "Oh God, you know, this is what's going on." And was telling Janito that, you know, "Oh my God, he's like 20 years younger than me." And Janito's like, "Oh, don't sell yourself short." And then Jendrick puts his arm around me and says, "Yeah, you're our cannabis sex goddess." So that's the new label for today.
The cannabis sex goddess. Yeah. On Cannabis Health Radio.
Oh dear.
Did you ever see the guy after that?
Only from afar.
Only from afar.
Yeah. You know, and this is, he does a lot of traveling. This is probably, I don't know, like one gentleman said, you know, probably 1 out of 10 women says yes, and he scores. I don't know. Yeah. But, you know, it was interesting.
How was the jet lag there and back?
Well, I'm really tired. I can't believe it. I'm going there. I didn't do too badly. I actually managed to stay up, even though I'd been up 24 hours. When I got there, I stayed up all day. By the time JB and I hooked up with Dr. Malamede, I was doing the bob and weave in his room. I just about fell when I was sitting there talking. So, yeah, I was pretty tired. And coming back, I had only gotten 2 hours sleep when I got on the plane, so that didn't help. And the trip back was rather eventful in that I just about missed my flight in Calgary because we left Germany, Frankfurt, late. And so, yeah, that was quite the event coming back.
Corey, I want to switch topics now, and I want to talk about the work you do helping other people around the world. And you get emails. How many emails do you get a day, would you estimate?
Ooh, boy. Couple hundred, yeah.
Couple hundred a day?
Yeah, 100 to a couple hundred a day, yeah. Yeah.
And what are people asking of you?
So generally the letters tend to be my wife or my husband or myself has X cancer. Do I know of anybody that this oil has helped with their type of cancer? Another thing that I get asked a lot is where they can find it. Sometimes they'll send me a link to a page. Is this oil any good? Do I know anything about this company? Some of them write more specific questions like, I'm getting really paranoid on the oil. What can I do? I don't like the high. What can I do?
Let's talk about that for a second, because you have indicated that there is a product you can easily buy at the health food store, which will eliminate the high, or mostly eliminate.
Well, I don't know if it eliminates the high or it makes you more alert. Like, it's for mental clarity. But it does block the receptors that cause anxiety and paranoia, and it works like a charm. And I'm the queen of paranoia on pot, like totally the queen. And it worked like a charm for me. So I recommend that to people who are anxious or get anxious, etc.
What's it called again?
Citicoline.
Citicoline. Do you take it before, or do you take it before you take the cannabis oil?
What I did was take it a half hour before. I would take two capsules a half hour before I took oil. And then I started feeling more comfortable and would take one. And now I obviously don't take any. Although in the morning, if I'm feeling really dragged out in the morning, because I still remain on a maintenance dose of cannabis oil, in the morning, if I'm feeling a little grogged out, I'll take one of those and I'll snap to in 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, it's that quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tell people, you know, in the beginning, if they're just really freaked out about the idea of being freaked out, then take it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully they're able to wean off of it fairly quickly. The other thing you can do is just have it around and take it if you're feeling that paranoia come on. Mm. Then take it.
A lot of people make the mistake of taking too much too quickly, mm-hmm. and low dose, go slowly, mm-hmm. build up your tolerance,
yeah,
and then you can start to take more.
Yeah.
As Bob told us about the guy who took 50 grams at once and slept for a while.
Yeah.
One of the questions that we get asked through email at info@cannabishealthradio.com, people, no matter where they are in the world, will say, where can I buy the oil? And mm-hmm. that's really not something that we can recommend, because
no.
we don't know. If you live in Austin, Texas, we have no idea.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
idea. So how do you deal? Do you just simply tell people, I have no idea?
I certainly suggest people try and make their own. I also warn them to be really, really careful, because there's a lot of scammers out there. There's a heck of a lot of scammers out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So people selling oil, which really is not that beneficial.
Or saying they're selling oil and they never even see anything. They never get anything back. There's a number of people that impersonate Rick Simpson. There's another scam where people will join these cannabis oil advice pages, and they'll write in and say, oh, I was miraculously cured by this oil from Dr. Greenwood at hotmail.com. Write Dr. Greenwood and he can heal you like he healed me. Well, it's all a scam, and people will send money and they just never see anything.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a lovely woman in the UK. Her and her granddaughter were trying to save her husband, the grandma's husband, and they went and got some oil, and they were Skyping with me, and they were all excited because they had found this oil. So I said, oh, show it to me. So they held up this baggie with this, what looked to be pinky red stuff in it, and I said, what's that? And they said, that's the oil. And I'm like, you're kidding. And they said, no. And they paid, I don't know, it was a lot of money, like a couple of thousand pounds. And it was strawberry jello, watery strawberry jello.
Strawberry jello.
Yeah. And they didn't know any better.
No.
And they're desperate. They're trying to save her husband and, you know, grandpa. And here they are with this jello. And I mean, what tweaked me was she said, yeah, I took some of it to try it, but I didn't feel anything. And I said, how much did you take? And she took something like a teaspoon, and I said, and you're not feeling anything. Show me this stuff. And, yeah, it was jello.
What was their response when they found out what it was?
They were devastated. They had scraped to get this money together, mm-hmm. and the elderly lady was in tears. It was horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Cannabis oil is very dark.
Yeah.
It's almost like a tar,
yeah.
isn't it?
Dark and thick.
Dark and thick,
yeah.
and you just take a very little bit.
Very, very tiny.
Very tiny bit. And if it's truly cannabis oil, you will feel something.
Yes.
And if it's a scam, you won't.
Yeah, although, you know, keeping in mind that people have different tolerances. So, you know, right. some people can take a little bit more than others before they notice anything, but
as we've mentioned on this program before, but I think it bears repeating, there's a difference between hemp oil and there's a difference between cannabis marijuana oil.
Yes. Yeah.
Explain that to listeners.
Well, cannabis is part of the hemp family, the hemp plant, but it's totally different than hemp. hemp seeds and hemp seed oil that you find in your supermarket or in your health food store is great. It's really good for your health, but the last time I knew, it's not going to do anything to help cure you, you know, kill cancer or whatever.
Cancer, you really need a high
THC.
THC.
Yeah.
And one of the things I think that a number of people may be taking, not knowing that they need a high THC, is hemp oil. And they're wondering why it doesn't
work. Why it's not working. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was, for you, when you first started out, it was a struggle because there weren't a lot of websites and information. This was 5 years
no,
ago.
No, I was completely on my own. I had the Run from the Cure video, which is where I first learned about cannabis oil. And then I had phoenixtears.ca website, and that was it. There weren't any Facebook pages. There was nothing. I was completely on my own.
Was it scary for you to make the oil very first time?
Extremely scary.
Yeah.
Extremely scary. I had three people helping me. We had all watched the video several times, and we all had printed out instructions so that we were kind of keeping a check on each other as we made it to make sure we were doing it exactly right.
Mm. Do you remember the very first time you took it?
I do. I was so petrified, keeping in mind I'm the queen of paranoia when I'm on pot. So I actually had a friend stay with me for 9 hours the first time. And I was fine. I was absolutely fine.
How soon, and I've asked a lot of people this question, how soon did you know that it was working? And the reason I ask that is because when I interviewed David Hutchinson when you were gone, and he talked about his daughter who had a brain tumor, she knew the location of the brain tumor because of MRI. And he said when she started taking it, she could feel a fizzing inside her head. And I thought that how fascinating that was.
Wow.
And
yeah.
So she told her dad, and David said, great, it means it's working.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who you and I have talked to have asked them similar questions. How soon did you know it was working? And some people say within 2 hours. Some people say within 24, within 48 hours, I knew this was working compared to pharmaceutical medications. What about you?
Well, I was on a crap load of medication and opiates and Demerol, morphine, Tylenol 3, 10 to 15 Tylenol 3 a day, sleeping pills. Dilaudid, opium suppository, you name it.
10 to 15 Tylenol a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And within 10 days, I was down to half a Tylenol 3 a day. So that was something I hadn't even counted on, was, you know, being able to get off of painkillers. I hadn't even thought about that aspect. I was just out to cure my cancer or get rid of it.
One thing that you've told me, and we went through this in episode one, but I want to ask you again for listeners who may have missed that, is that you said, and I'm paraphrasing now, that when prior to taking the cannabis oil, you felt old and you didn't feel as young as you do now.
Oh, I was like an 80-year-old woman. I hadn't had a pain-free day in almost 5 years. Yeah, my quality of life was pretty horrible, pretty darn horrible. Because I had that post-sternotomy syndrome and a malignant sternum that I was dealing with.
Post what?
Post-sternotomy.
Post-sternotomy.
Yeah, from open heart surgery. So when they cut through the sternum.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. People forget that you had open heart surgery, you had skin cancer, you had anal canal cancer. Man, you were a mess.
Thanks. Yeah, I was pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
I know I would see people after a couple of weeks, month of being on oil, and I had people walk right past me. They didn't even recognize me anymore. The change was that big.
It's very dramatic. Yeah. I didn't know you then, but I've only known you, I guess we've known each other about a year now.
About a year, yeah.
Let's celebrate. You got me this
lollipop
with cannabis in it. Thank you very much.
So are you getting me a bottle of wine or something?
Yeah. Cannabis-infused wine. Is there such a thing?
Absolutely there is.
There is?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
What does it taste like?
I haven't had any.
Oh.
But I know it exists. There is everything that you can possibly imagine. They're actually coming out with tampons now that have cannabis in them to use great with cramps, etc. They've got, you know, the pouches with cannabis. They've got, you know, lollipops, popcorn, cannabis energy drinks.
Maybe the photographer had some cannabis wine.
Maybe he did.
And you don't care.
And I don't care.
You said in the two-minute clip that we have on our Facebook page and on our website, cannabishealthradio.com, that you saved over 1,000 people. And that is probably a conservative figure, because some people you never hear from again.
That's right. Yeah, and then I'll hear via the grapevine. You know, like, I remember this one gentleman, he was a brain tumor, and I didn't hear anything back from him. I just assumed that he had passed away. And then I heard through the grapevine, no, that's completely gone. He's been back at work for 6 months doing great.
Tell me the story, Corey, about this fellow, and we're going to interview him, the fellow in Australia, who came up here and contacted you. Tell me that story.
So his name's Steve, and Steve had stage 4 liver cancer. I had spoken with him quite some time ago on Skype, and one day I just got a private message from him saying that he wanted to go for coffee, and it turned out he'd come all the way up here to try and get cannabis oil, and started on a regime. We met for coffee, and he got started on cannabis oil, and I believe it was, I want to say 5 weeks. It was a really short period of time. We cleared him. He was clear in 5 weeks.
And he thought he was going to die.
Oh, they had told him he was going to die.
Yeah.
And he definitely, you know, looked that like he wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, we want to talk to Steve, and I guess we can probably try and arrange that in the next couple of weeks. They're 15 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So we'll try and arrange a mutually convenient time.
Yeah, I was just messaging with him yesterday, actually.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. And he's willing to tell his story?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. That's great. Well, it's good to have you back. And
thank you.
Away from those nasty photographers.
Nasty photographers.
Frog that go to these conferences. Do you have any other invitations that you've received to speak at events like this?
I may possibly. It's nothing solid right now. I'm hoping maybe go to the Medical Cannabis Convention.
Where's that?
It's being held in Prague in March. And apparently there's one being held in Germany. I spoke with a gentleman from, I don't know if he was Holland or Spain, I can't remember, but mentioning that they'd be interested in it, be interested in having me in Barcelona. So that would be really, really cool if it happened. You know, get the word out there. And
Do they need someone to talk about a radio podcast?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, it's good to have you back, Corey, and we'll continue doing this because it's a lot of fun. It's great helping to educate people, give them the information so they can make the decisions to improve their health.
Absolutely.
And it's fantastic. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for coming back, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty. Sounds great.
You've been listening to the Cannabis Health Radio podcast. Visit our website, cannabishealthradio.com, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.